This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
It helps when you hit the right buttons, doesn't it? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you engaged. I want you involved. Hey. You know, and the only way you do that is to do what? Hop up on the website, therealside.com. And if you can't get it there, or you should be able to get it there, but what I'm saying is, if you can't get it at your local station, if your local station is not carrying the show, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to call the station, and to get a hold of the station manager, the station owner, for that matter. And you need to say point blank, what is wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying The Real Side with Joe Mazzini? It ain't that hard. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, being part of the process as a whole. Really. You know, George H.W. Bush died, what was it, Friday?
Night.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we were among the first to jump on it, talk about it. And at first, I thought people were going to be civil. I know, again, I'm not the smartest guy around. But I really thought people were going to be civil about it. And then we came to find out in a relatively short period of time, that wasn't going to happen. The left just can't leave it alone. I mean, you had an argument, well, like there wasn't going to be. You had an argument on The View. An argument with many on the left who always have to say, well, you know, unlike our current administration, unlike our current president, George H.W. Bush was A, B, C, and D. But you know what? People have forgotten how nasty they were in his day towards him. All of a sudden, you know, he's dead and we're going to be nice to him. We're going to talk positively about him. I think most are just doing it today because they want to say, you know, they want to throw that little jab in there. Unlike the current administration. Yeah. Because that's what it's all about. Three cheeses. I mean, seriously. These people need some serious psychiatric care. At least I think they do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. I wonder, do they have a clip on this? Can we actually hear this? Because this would be great. It would be great if we could hear this. Joy Behar, she flipped out on Megan McCain. Duh. I'll get it right one of these days. Don't worry about it. Let's see. Can we play it?
I think there's so much to learn from his life, and I hope the next generation, they may not know him the way that we do, well, the way we remember him, but I hope they learn from him.
I want to say one thing about him that was not picked up, really, because as a candidate, he said, those who think we're powerless to do anything about the greenhouse effect are forgetting about the White House effect. And then he signed into law the Clean Air Act Amendment of 1990, one of the most sweeping environmental statutes ever.
Yeah.
This president that we have now is trying to unravel everything that he did and Obama did. And if I ever become a one-issue voter, it will be about pollution and the greenhouse effect. And
oh, shut up. I can't take it. Just stop. You know what I'm saying? She's making me nuts, this woman. If I ever become a one-issue voter, it's going to be all about the greenhouse effect. Isn't that nice? Isn't that perfect? And what Bush was talking about, what H.W. Bush was talking about, was the amount of pollution we were pouring into our rivers and streams. Right? We weren't, we were pushing out of our cars. Right? I mean, seriously. And the greenhouse effect, I mean, come on, give me a break. Again, let's go back to the initial 1970s, initial Earth Day. And all the things that would happen if we didn't stop driving cars, eating meat, whatever they had for the day. No one of those predictions has come true. So I don't know, you know, again, let's get here. Come on, Joy. I'll let you spew the rest of your garbage.
And can we focus on the president, please? I don't want to talk about Trump. We're honoring a great president in the past.
Please. I want to talk about
but we're just honoring, but I'm not interested in your one issue.
I don't care what you're interested in. I'm talking.
I don't care what you're interested in.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
You know what? It's perfect. Joy thinks she owns the place. And, you know, I don't always agree with Meghan McCain, but I do in this case. What are you talking about? Another opening to take a shot at the president? See, this is proof that Trump derangement syndrome is real. It's not phony. They can't even talk about it. I mean, my God, soon as they're going to be able to talk about toilet paper without getting on Trump. Maybe he's using too much. I don't know. It is a vision for you. But this truly has gotten out of hand with these people. There is nothing they can do. There's nothing they can say. Right? Without it leading back to having something to do with Mr. Trump has to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Such a nasty, terrible man that actually President H.W. Bush wanted to make sure that Donald Trump was at his funeral. Period. The Joe Mancini host. Guess who joins us next? If you don't know, you're not a listener of the show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Back. Listen to Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, and I got to tell you something, right? If you listen to the last segment, I'm going to have nightmares for a week now with Joey Behar in my ear. I mean, just amazing. Why is she still running that show or being the lead on that show? The only thing I can only think of one thing. There's actually people out there that like her. Because they don't do it just for no reason. There has to be somebody out there that likes her, likes what she has to say. And all I have to say to that person is, what is wrong with you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, and I am sure in this case she feels exactly like I do about this one. Thanks, Kimberly.
I was going to say good morning. Good evening.
Joy, yeah? Here, let me ruin your day. Joy Behar.
I couldn't even listen because I can't stand the sound of that woman's voice. She is such a nitwit.
I agree with you. There is something, you know, I mean, she reminds me of that person that's always right no matter what. Doesn't matter what proof you have, what you can show her, nothing. She is not interested, right?
She's a cement head. She's a hateful, disrespectful, really disgusting person. And I'm not going to call her a human being because that's just insulting to human beings.
Giving her too much
credit. No, seriously, just it's everything with her. She's just a nasty, horrible person.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree with you. She's a very nasty person. I can't imagine having her for grandmother. It would make me. I wouldn't want to go over grandma's house. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody actually reproduced with her?
Oh God. I think she does have children. I don't want to know. Don't anybody look it up. Don't send me any notes because it's something I don't want to just try to get out of my head for the next 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if she does have kids, I'm sure they've been in therapy for years.
No, you know what? I agree with you. I think you're right. I think you're exactly right. Anyway, okay, so listen. Have you noticed, I don't know if you've been paying attention, I don't even know if you care, frankly, but have you noticed that the left can't talk about Bush without beating on Trump? I mean, the derangement syndrome is so real that they can't even stop for 1 minute and go, you know, unlike the current administration, George H.W. Bush, I'm going, oh, come on, people. Seriously?
It's par for the course.
But it's, you know, I think it proves it's real. Trump derangement syndrome? Yeah.
Yeah, it is real.
Yeah. Right? I don't know.
No, I totally agree.
Well, that makes for sucky radio.
Sorry, but no, it is. They just can't, you know, let's just talk about the person you're talking about right. Without going down any other roads. I mean, is there a need?
No,
there isn't, but they can't do that.
No. They wouldn't know what to do with themselves if they couldn't hate on Trump.
Trump lives inside their heads rent free.
Oh, yeah. What's going to happen when he's finally out of office? I mean, seriously, even if he left office tomorrow and said, I'm done with you people, I'm going to go swim in my billions of dollars, okay, they still wouldn't. They wouldn't be able to stop. They wouldn't have a life. They wouldn't know what to do with themselves.
No, they would just say, they would still keep blaming him for everything, just like Obama did, blamed George W. Bush for everything.
So you know how it's like anybody who's tied to Trump in any way, if they've had even Russian dressing, somehow that ties Trump to Russia, right? I mean, they are stretching to tie Trump to Russia in every way they can. But did you hear about the story about the three that were charged, including the executive, with past ties to Clinton in an alleged scheme to defraud the Pentagon out of billions of dollars? So if there's a hook there, if there's a connection, right? I mean, to beat the Pentagon, which is, in essence, beating the American public, out of $8 billion, shouldn't she be responsible for that? I mean, based on how they talk about Trump?
Shouldn't who? Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. I mean, these people worked for her. They have ties to her. They worked for the foundation. Shouldn't the Clintons have to answer for these people defrauding the Pentagon out of $8 billion?
Yeah, but they're the Clintons and they're Democrats, so they'll never have to answer to their crimes, ever. That's how it works in this country now.
My God, you must have been listening to the media today. I'm tired of people saying, lock her up, lock her up. Can we not waste time with that anymore? They're not going to lock her up.
It's never going to happen. She should have been in prison years ago, long before she became Secretary of State, for actual crimes she committed while her husband was governor, while her husband was president. Give me a break. The Clintons will never serve time for their crimes, ever.
No, I agree with you. I think you're right on. And people need to stop talking about it and move on. Yes, we want her to account for her crimes. I do. Otherwise, we do have a two-tier, three-tier, four-tier system, you know, criminal system.
And, we already do.
To prove it.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
No, they already do prove it, and we already do have one. Our justice system is whacked, but, you know, as you know, if a regular person commits perjury in front of Congress, they go to prison. But if, you know, Eric Holder commits perjury or someone like that, they don't.
No.
So we already have a multi-tiered system where we, the people, will go to prison unless we happen to have a lot of money.
Look at, oh God, speaking of which, look at Al Sharpton. What's he owe the IRS? $4 million plus? Right?
I forget.
Okay, so you...
Yeah, but it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. It's $4 million plus, and that's without the penalties. So, did you read over the weekend, his foundation, right, gave him, $500,000, $500,000 for the rights to his memoirs. My God, quick, let's start a foundation. We'll get some money in. And then I'll give me money for the rights to publish my own, oh my God, my own memoirs. And he gets away with it. And nobody will do anything about it. And now,
nope.
now that they're running Congress, forget it. The frat boys are running the local, I'm trying to be nice about this, the Mustang
Whorehouse.
Ranch. How's that?
Just say whorehouse.
Okay, I can say that, too.
I can say that. No, that's exactly what it is. I'm so thoroughly disgusted at this point after 10 years of dealing with this, and that's not even a lot of years compared to other people like you. Not saying you're old, just that you've been involved way longer.
Thank you.
I'm disgusted. This is why people don't vote. This is why people shut the news off.
Yep. Well, we're going to talk on the other side of the break. I want to talk a little bit about, let me see, what do they call it? They call it absentee harvesting. You know about that? Have you heard that term?
Yes, I just recently did.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea, now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Members of the military honoring George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, as his casket arrives at the Capitol. He is the 12th president to lie in state inside the rotunda, and the public will be able to pay respects until Wednesday, a remarkable ceremony as the entire Bush family inside the rotunda, the 43rd president of the United States, George W. Bush, describing his father as a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for, Vice President Mike Pence.
On behalf of the first family and my family and the American people, we offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family.
And flags flying at half staff across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Welcome to your host, this is The Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, let me just bring her on. She has a lot, I mean, I know she has a lot to say. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to help me kind of kick off the week, get things rolling, bring us back to reality, give us a different perspective. I don't know. How you doing, Kimberly?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Very As good. I try not to yawn, sorry.
I can hear that. Yeah, well, I try to do the same thing. Sometimes I bore myself to death and I yawn, and it's okay. Anyhow, so, yeah, I'm really so tired of this. It's not even a double standard anymore. Now it's just so blatant in your face. They're able to get away with it so easily that when it comes to them, you know, cheating for an election or even these things, again, with the charges for the Clintons, the people that worked for them, right, that tried to beat the government, tried to beat the Pentagon for $8 billion, and they won't even be brought in to talk about these guys. They won't even be brought in to give some kind of testimony towards them, right?
Nope, nothing.
Yeah, I love it. It's wonderful. And why did, you must have been following the story where the whistleblower for the Clinton Foundation, his place was raided, and they took documents from him. Why would they do that? I mean, this can't possibly work out good for us.
Well, I hope that he had backup upon backup, because if I was going to be a whistleblower, that's what I would do.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would have sent a copy to 15 of my least favorite friends or something. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Right. You just...
Go ahead.
It's unfortunate that we have corruption at all levels of government, from local to state to federal. And the only people who really get screwed are, again, us. We the people.
That's right.
And it's both sides, but Democrats get away with murder.
On a regular basis. But they tell you it's not the same thing. It's never... Look at when Ivanka Trump got caught with those emails. She didn't even get caught with them, okay? I mean, she sent emails from her government you know, email account, blah, 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 blah. And here it is, when they tell her what she's doing is wrong and they're going to investigate, she doesn't erase any of them. Not a one of them. They're in government.
You mean she didn't get some bleach bit?
No. Did you mean wipe the server? Is that what you mean? She didn't do any of that, okay? So even if it was stupid of her, she should have gone out of her way to make sure she didn't do anything stupid with emails, but she did anyhow. Nothing got erased. Nothing, you know. Do you know what I'm saying? Everything's above board. The stuff is stored on government servers. And somehow the left tried to tie that as being just as bad, if not worse, than what Hillary did. I'm thinking, I can't smoke them enough crack to have that come together. Couldn't you?
No. Not ever. And this is why, you know, I spent all this time... When Democrats feign outrage over something that Trump's doing or a Republican's doing... I just have this memory bank in my head somehow that reminds me, oh, it was a different story when a Democrat did the same exact thing. And that's one of the biggest things I can't stand about Democrats is their utter hypocrisy. I mean, it's blatant. It's out there. It's in your face. And maybe their supporters don't care, or they're just mind-numbingly ignorant. But how can you ignore the hypocrisy of what they do, what they did, or what they said before when a Democrat did the same thing and maybe a Republican's doing now?
Well, I think when he's talking about CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, I think they don't really care. I mean, they are Democrats through and through. They are liberals through and through. They're going to do anything they can to protect the liberal cause, to protect what's going on.
Yep.
You know, what their people are trying to put out there. I think when, and I believe that Fox is somewhat heading down that avenue now, where, you know, they're trying to stay away from the hardcore right-wing stuff, but yet they don't want to jump in bed with the left quite yet. So they're going to kind of ride the middle of that thing. And that's just nuts. Just nuts at every level.
Yeah. I mean, it's why it's really hard to get which news is real and which news is not fully reported, which news is exaggerated. I mean, some is blatant, but it's really pathetic what the press has become in this country at all levels.
So I don't know if you heard that, what's the name, Ocasio-Cortez, you know?
Oh, God, nitwit.
Did you hear that her election was akin to the landing on the moon?
According to who? Marvin the Martian?
That's who she's probably getting her secret messages on Saturday morning. She's going to be getting them out of the from Saturday morning cartoons. No, seriously, she actually came out in a speech, and she said that her election, you know, was on the par of the U.S. landing on the moon.
Oh,
a young Hispanic woman who doesn't have two brain cells to rub together, out of New York, and I think if anything, it's definitely. It's definitely a scene out of the Twilight Zone, don't you think?
She is a scene out of the Twilight Zone. Does her head, her inflated head, ego, fit through the door to her office? I mean, is she that? Yes, she is. All Democrats lack self-awareness.
She hasn't had her inauguration yet, so maybe she doesn't have her seat yet.
Oh, I know she's dying to sign bills into law.
this is really a sad comment on our education system in this country, is it not? Right?
No.
You don't think so?
I mean, there's people that are just born not that smart. There's something you can do to really help them. That's normal, right? We all have different levels of intelligence. She's one of those people that was just born dumb. There's no amount of education that's going to help her, I don't think. Because even if you sat her down and tried to educate her, I think she's just too dumb to get it. So that's her story. But the fact... What's really pathetic is that people voted for that. Okay?
Well, I understand.
How dumb are the people who voted for her?
I understand that's a very, or extremely liberal area to begin with. Very Hispanic as well. So I don't know. I have no idea. But
so,
go ahead.
That's no excuse. I mean, I don't care what your party affiliation is. I don't care what your background is. If someone's that bad, despite everything, you're really still going to vote for them? Because even though I was all about voting Republican down ballot, there was one person I did not vote for because she's that corrupt. I refused.
Ooh.
And she was the only one on the ballot.
Yeah.
Well, still didn't vote for her.
She, but I look at Cortez and I think, is this what the future is? I mean, in my area, they voted a young lady into Congress. She is 30 years old, just turned 30, okay? She was, you know, she's never really been through life, if you would. Her home was given to her by her in-laws. Her husband, and again, I said this before, her husband's on permanent disability, but in all fairness, I don't know what that disability is. So I can't really comment on it. She got a job with a healthcare firm, if you would, or I guess it was a nursing care facility or what have you. And she had several many violations, not just a few. And then we thought it was okay to elect her to go to Congress.
So they elected a corruptocrat who is clueless in California? I'm shocked.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I have a comment for you. Anyway.
Hey, no. I can't say anything. We do it in New Hampshire, too. But that's because we let out-of-state people vote in our elections.
I know. What is it with these people? Here, we can vote on, I mean, we can register to vote on election day here, okay? And then I was at a meeting this morning with a bunch of people looking over what we're going to do about California from a legal standpoint. They think they have legal grounds to take care of a few things, but they were talking about having people in the counting rooms, all right? They weren't checking signatures. They weren't checking addresses. They were approving they were okaying ballots that had no addresses on them. And you're going, okay, so if this is what happens or this is how it's going to happen, I would be taking pictures. I wouldn't care if they drug me out of there by my butt because I'd have it up on the cloud so they could smash the phone. I'd be worse. And until we start playing by guerrilla warfare rules, we're going to keep losing. But anyway, you heard the music. Got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Jamie's not in the room, so I can say it. I just picture a guy in overalls. Right? You know where I'm going with this. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Deliverance?
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. There she is. Kimberly Marin joins me. Says every week. Always adds a little color to the conversation, if you get my drift. Anyway, always a pleasure to have her with me. All right, Kimberly. Well, you know what? We're getting close. I mean, heck. They came out with a Grinch 2, right? Another, I guess it's cartoon version. Pseudo-cartoon. You don't care, do you?
No.
See?
You can't. Okay, so, listen, I started, Grinch is one of my favorites, right?
Yes.
I grew up with it.
Amen.
But, I even have a Grinch house. But I grew up, with it, and I tried to watch the one with Jim Carrey that they created.
Yeah.
I watched like 2 minutes of it, and I shut it off. I said, that's it, not doing it.
Come on.
I'm very particular about certain things, and when they try to ruin something, I'm not doing it. Just like I won't watch the new Ghostbusters with all women. No.
Okay. No, listen. I know. It's all this they want equality, so they're going to go back into all the old... You know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, now a bad... Did we talk about that last week? Now a bad cartoon because it talks about bullying. It accepts bullying. And then he gives in to bullying and does what they want him to do at the end of the movie. No, he saves Christmas, you moron. How's he...
I wrote a whole thing. I should actually turn this into a blog. I wrote a whole thing about this, about how ridiculous it is that they're slamming Rudolph, because based on today's standards, if Rudolph didn't happen the way it happened, Bumble would have ended up just slaughtering everyone anyway. So what are they talking about? Seriously. I mean, I wrote this whole thing about it. I might just blog I just think it's ridiculous.
You got to send it out. Well, look at this. Yeah, this is the other thing about it. Somebody should write like a whole dark side to all of these just for giggles, because it's what they want. They don't really care about the wholesomeness. They don't care about the good side of it. They don't care about the story that it actually does put out. They're just crazy.
Are you kidding? In today's world, Rudolph would have been put on ADHD medication by DCYF because he couldn't control his nose.
Or they would have taken him away from Santa Claus because Santa Claus was, you know, being so hard on him, and the people around him were picking on him.
They would have taken him away from his parents from trying to discipline their son.
Hey, Rick, daddy, remember his dad got on his case when he was, you know, people were getting on his dad, making him feel bad, and just nasty, just bad stuff. So heartbreaking.
Well, Rudolph would have ended up in prison anyway because Clarice would have been part of the Me Too movement.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. There I mean, yeah. Essentially, all of the characters in Rudolph would have died because of political correctness.
And then, yeah, there you go. Right. Then we would have found out she was lying and nothing would have happened. You know, did we talk about that last... See, I got to go back. Did we talk about that last week, how... We're all the Kavanaugh accusers. Now we're finding out some of them coming forward and saying, you know, they lied. Now we've got Judge Roy Moore now is having depositions with some of those people. Some of them aren't coming forward. Some of them are not giving their testimonies anymore. It's like all of a sudden that has fallen apart. And
of course.
I look at this and say, well, maybe we should have pushed back earlier. Maybe this is exactly how we need to start doing things and looking at these people. Go prove it. Don't just say it.
Yeah.
Prove it. You know?
Look, the left didn't care about all the women who accused Clinton.
No.
So, but suddenly they care when it's a Republican? No, that's not how it works, kids.
No,
have to have proof.
Well, not even that they didn't care. What did Billy Bob Clinton's wife do to those women?
Oh, she totally victimized them after he victimized them.
Yep. Victim shaming. Today I would call that victim shaming. And then the same people who voted for her would try to tell you that that was okay. Maybe because it happened so many years ago and it's sick. Again,
right.
It goes back to that double and triple standard. It's just sick. All right, but you have to understand that the people who are voting for her and who buy into all this, it's just like that person in New Mexico, that person at the airport that thought that New Mexico was a different country. Did you hear this story?
I did.
The marriage license clerk, she's a New Mexico resident, didn't just have to prove his love before getting married. They had to prove New Mexico is actually a state. When Gavin Clark said his future bride applied for a marriage license in Washington, D.C., probably have a great school system there, he was told that they needed to provide an international passport to be approved. You know, if you're from a flyover country, you're applying for a marriage license, right? You give them your New Mexican driver's license, and they think you're from someplace altogether. When the guy pushed back on her, she went to speak to her supervisor, who said that they, ready for this? You ready for this? Couldn't accept international driver's licenses for marriage licenses.
Oh, my God.
Right?
And people think public schools are good.
Now, think about it. New Mexico's been in the Union for over 100 years. Where did this person go to school? You know?
I'd like to find out. Because I'm sure the schools haven't gotten any better.
God, just,
in fact, they've probably gotten worse.
But Mr. Clarkson, the guy that was asking for the marriage certificate, when the woman was giving him a hard time, at one point, she looked at him and she says, well, you know, your English is really good.
Oh, my. Oh.
And, And wait a minute. She got a job with the government. Think about that.
Oh, that's a no-brainer. Of course she did.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
We've all encountered those kind of government workers. Especially yes, if she's union. She won't lose her job for being a nitwit and unproductive.
This stuff here just makes me nuts. It's kind of like I look at this, and we've done these stories before about these young people who don't know when we won our independence. They don't know who we won it from. They can't answer any of those questions. You sit there scratching your head and go, my God, how do you find the bathroom in the morning when you get up? You know?
Who ties their shoes?
God.
Or maybe they use Velcro.
Well, they probably no. They probably found it's on the internet. There's some kind of DIY or you know some kind of DIY, whatever. At least I didn't say DUI, right? Tammy's putting together a whole book of Joeisms. I think it's going to go into volume 2 here shortly.
I'm going to remember the DIY though. I like that.
You like that one? So
yeah.
Hey, so. Have you heard about the Clinton tour? Are you going to get tickets for that or what?
I was thinking about protesting, but I don't want to go into Massachusetts.
Why? You're going to protest in front of 6 people. Why would you bother?
That's true.
Right? I mean, you know how many people should, right? So the tour...
But I spent all this money on having professional signs made up to protest the Clintons when she was running. So I might, you know, I could get some use out of it again.
Go anyway, right? There you go, right? But they're going to take a break from their tour. Because, you know, Bush
already?
Died. So they President Bush died, so they're going to go ahead and give him the credit that he deserves, and they're going to go to the funeral, and yada, yada, yada. But the problem is when you see the pictures of the stadium, you have to laugh.
It's empty.
It's empty. You're exactly right. These were supposed to be $7,000-plus seats. They can't even get rid of them for $25 a pop.
What do they have to say that anyone cares to hear?
Well... And then
how she lost 2 presidential campaign elections. How her husband's the father of the rape culture. I mean, what?
So
what are these people got to say that anyone, even Democrats or those on the left, want to hear?
There are people that still swoon over her. There are people that love her as much. I mean, there are people that love Pelosi, think she's God's gift to legislation or legislators. You know, oh, and Michelle Obama, she's going to cut her tour short by 2 days to go make sure that she pays honor to Bush. But I got to tell you, when you look at those stadiums, you know the Clintons are going out, and how much they were going to pay for each and every one of those seats to get to hear them say what? I still don't know. I don't know what they were going to be. Anyway, I just don't even know where to go with that.
I just think it was a dumb idea in the first place. They are. Other Democrats who, another pair of Democrats who lack self-awareness, completely lack self-awareness. There's too many of them. That's one of the big issues with Democrats is they lack self-awareness, so they keep doing the same ridiculous things over or saying the same ridiculous things over and over again and don't realize how GD stupid they are.
Well, here's the beauty. They're selling on their official website. They're selling tickets for between $29.50 and $400. But when you go over to StubHub, they're selling them for $7.
No, $7?
$7. Right? And if you want to...
Maybe I should buy a ticket. For coming to Boston.
You should buy the whole front row. It costs you what? $70. Anyway.
Oh, my God. That would be hysterical. Don't give me ideas that might get me arrested.
Well... Mrs. Obama, we're out of time here, but Mrs. Obama's, they're paying up to $2,500 to see her sign a book, which I think is hilarious. Anyway, tell people where to find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, graniterock.com, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
Yeah, see, you'll be up till 3 o'clock in the morning now. Anyway, I'm Joe, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to talk more about the struggling Clinton tour and where you can send a donation because, you know, they're probably penniless again. I'm Joe Messina, your host.